Sexism is the discrimination, stereotyping, and prejudice of someone based on their sex. And feminism is the advocation of equal rights of the sexes and aims to end sexism within society, along with patriarchy and misogyny. So patriarchy surrounds the idea of within society have certain expectations surrounding gender. So, for example, women should be at home cooking and cleaning while men go out and work. Or women can't play sports whereas men can, or men can't show emotion. And this has actually been, shown statistically through male suicide rates as opposed to female suicide rates. Also through certain speeches. The UN speeches, like most recently Emma Watson, when she talked about her female friends not feeling like they want to look muscly compared to, her other female friends. And I think sexism is definitely still around. Like, from personal experience working in a bar, I've had various sexist comments, such as one man said to me that my opinion would matter if I was a man, but because I'm a woman, it doesn't. And you get customers inappropriately like touching you while you're waitressing food out, or making sexual comments at you, which is unnecessary. And also, the feminists often talk about the wage gap. So there is going to be a bit of a wage gap if you look at male and female and what they earn on average. That's because typically females go into jobs such as, teaching, childcare, and things like that. But I think it's more because they're expected to do jobs like that. I mean, that's arguable, and it's up to debate. But there's a feminist theory of international relations as well, where, women are sort of pushed to the side and they are shoved into, less important roles, whereas, men, they don't really have any restriction or any prejudice or discrimination. An example of this would be that recently the Daily Mail posted printed on its front page a picture of Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon, and it was talking about Brexit, but the title was something along the lines of "Forget about Brexit, who won Lexit?" Now, this is quite humorous, but at the same time, if newspapers can, post things like this, then, they're basically saying that it's all right for men to say the same, and a lot of people have a problem with it. But another issue is we've got freedom of the press, and if we restrict on what they can print, then it's going to be an uproar in society, and it around the idea of censorship, which a lot of people don't want and don't like. I think in order to tackle this, I think people need to just start talking about it openly, and the word feminism, it's often seen to be a dirty word. It's often seen because some people who class themselves as a feminist hate men. But they aren't actual feminists because feminists don't believe that one sex is more important than the other. It's about equality. It doesn't mean to say that men and women are completely equal. Like obviously biologically we're not equal. But economically, politically, socially we are just about equal. And I don't see how men, for example, I saw a study not long ago, well, some statistics. And it said that on average, female economists, as an example, get paid £6 less an hour than men, like male economists. So I think we need to tackle that as well. And we need to incentivize women to go into whatever career they want, whether it's engineering, whether they want to pursue a career in sport, whether they want to work in a nursery or they want to teach. They should just, it should be known. People, they should be educated that it's all right. What I don't think we're ever going to get rid of sexism in society. But I feel like with the changing times, and as the UK goes from an ageing population to more economically active individuals, and especially with the views of the younger generation being completely different. It is going to decrease dramatically. It's just the same as racism, really. Like, there's always going to be people that are racist, as sad as it is. But, you know, through teaching the younger generation, I feel like it'll dramatically decline.